2-3707. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. I very much appreciate you coming along for the ride, and we've been having lots of fun on today's broadcast. We're going to continue the fun in this hour. A little later on, Sam Murtaugh, who is the marketing manager for the Mecham Auction Company, will be telling us all about the big auction that they wrapped up over the weekend down in Dallas, Texas. Tell us about some of the cool vehicles that went for big dollars down there, maybe some trends that emerged from this particular auction, and we'll look ahead to some other auctions on the horizon. Also in this hour, we've got some automotive news to pass along to you and a trivia question or two, but right now, it's my pleasure to welcome the Director of Motorsports for Mazda Speed, John Doonan, to the airwaves of Auto World. John, thank you for your time. How you doing?
Great, Bob. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on, and good to be here after a long but very successful season.
Absolutely. I know you guys had a very, very busy weekend. Was it this past weekend or the weekend before? Time flies.
Just a week ago this weekend, we wrapped up the Petit Le Mans event, several of our series, and brought home some hardware.
That's great. So give us an overview of what went down at Road Atlanta. I understand the crowds were immense, and the turnout overall was fantastic. Lots of racing over multiple days.
Yes, I think the American Le Mans Series came out with their final numbers, set a record for an event at Road Atlanta with, I think, over 130,000 people over the 3 days, which is really strong. The racing was amazing. Clearly at the front, the battle between Audi and Peugeot was really strong, and we had some work cut out for us. We had won and secured the championship at Mazda Raceway just a week and a half before that, but we're looking for a strong finish in the big event at Petit Le Mans.
That's great. So when all was said and done, tell us a little bit about how the Mazda team did.
Well, it was an interesting race for us. We went out for morning warm-up. We had a little bit of an issue. We had to make an engine change. Started at the back of the pack, and Chris Dyson and Guy Smith, as well as Jay Cochran, took the car from basically dead last all the way up to fifth, and was really a good run. Tons of traffic in a 53-car field, so the guys had to be extra cautious. Unfortunately, we had some debris hit a brake line, and so Guy Smith had to pit. We replaced the brake line, went all the way back to 24th overall, and then Guy drove it back to sixth place. He turned it over to Jay. Jay did a great job, and then Chris Dyson brought it home, and we ended up finishing seventh, which was a good finish, not what we had hoped for. I think if we had not had that brake line issue,
yeah,
we might have been fighting for a podium.
Absolutely. Road Atlanta is a track that I haven't personally driven on, but I understand in talking with some of my journalist friends who have had the opportunity to race on there as well as drive on there, they tell me it's a rather difficult track because a lot of the corners are blind, and unless you're very familiar with the territory, it can be a little daunting at first.
Yeah, it's definitely a driver's circuit. There's some corners that they always say have a pucker factor to them, and then several long straightaways. The interesting thing about the 53-car field was I don't think the drivers could ever rest, whether they were on the straightaway or in the corners. There was just a massive closing speed, and our guys just said it was really busy out there with all the traffic. But a great show for the fans, which is ultimately the most important, and a great way to wrap up the season.
Definitely a great way to wrap up the season. And certainly, in addition to the Petit Le Mans, there was all kinds of Mazda racing activity over the few days leading up to the big event.
Yeah, we had our MX5 Cup Series, which wrapped up there as their season finale. A young man out of the Northeast, Michael Cooper, won that championship. So he'll go on to greater things in 2012 based on our Mazda Speed Ladder program. Just this weekend, the Skip Barber National Series finished up. Scott Anderson's the champion, so he'll go on to the USF 2000 Series. The previous weekend at Mazda Raceway, Tristan Vautier won the Star Mazda Championship, so he'll be going to the Firestone Indy Lights next year on our scholarship program as well. The same weekend as the Mazda Raceway finale, where we clinched the ALMS championship, we were over at Mid-Ohio with our Grand Am teams. And the Continental Series, thanks to Freedom Autosport and the iMoto guys, we brought home the manufacturer's title, which was a big deal for us. We raced the MX-5 Miata and the Speed 3 over there. So
that's wonderful news. And again, just to point out a little factoid for some of our listeners who may not be familiar with the point, and it's a big one. On any given weekend here in North America, more Mazdas are being raced than any other vehicle, and that's quite an accomplishment.
It is. It's really to the tune of about 8,000 to 9,000 customers nationwide. You know, both in Sports Car Club of America and NASA Championship Club Racing, we do have right at 50% of the market, which is really, really good. It's based on a bunch of loyal customers. So we try to support them in all ways, certainly with parts and support, technical support. And then they're able to advance with contingency and the ladder program. So it's been a long time coming. My teammates, Steve Sanders, and the guys in the Competition Parts Group, you know, really do a great job supporting the customers. And then, you know, with that, we were able to do some things in professional racing. And in addition to the parts sales, we have a lot of corporate partners that help us out. So, you know, it's a real simple business model. And with that, the executives continue to be supportive of what we do. And we just like to go out and race. And the Mazda's made up of a bunch of racers. That's what we do.
That's great. And, of course, you know, I have interviewed him so many times over the years, but Vice President of Product Development, Robert Davis, I mean, he puts his money where his mouth is, and I know he has his own team driving an RX-8. And yep. A couple of years back, I know he did quite well. Last year, not so well. How did he fare for this year, do you know?
Well, ironically, Robert has gotten a promotion. He's really running what we have called the U.S. operations. So he's now the Senior Vice President, managing all sales, service, parts, customer service,
great.
And marketing. So he's actually been focused mostly on managing his team. He didn't race as much this year, but I know Robert Davis Racing has a big plan for the 25 hours of Thunder Hill, so they'll be out there in big numbers with a couple of RX-8s, and we'll be out there as well. We launched a new class there last year called B-Spec, which we're really excited about. We raced the Mazda 2 in that category, and our friends and rivals over at Honda brought the Honda Fit, and Ford has brought a Fiesta, and Dodge / Fiat has brought the Fiat 500, and Kia has brought the Rio. So we finally have a neat class forming here that's affordable for people to go racing.
That sounds fantastic, and that's a really big consideration, because, you know, we all know how expensive it is to get into to big-time racing, and certainly professional racing and even vintage racing. But the wonderful news about doing racing with Mazda is that you can, you know, build yourself a car or use your Miata that you drive to work, swap out the tires, and autocross it on the weekends. We're going to have more with the director of motorsports for Mazda Speed, John Doonan. That's coming your way straight ahead right here on America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World.
December 7, 1941. Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942. Surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book Profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We've got a very special guest, Director of Motorsports for Mazda Speed, John Doonan, who's been telling us all about the 2011 season and about Mazda Speed in general. And John, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the ladder program that you guys put together a number of years ago, why don't you explain that a little bit more in detail and explain all the good work that you've been doing to basically bring a new generation of drivers into the mix?
Well, it's interesting, Bob. Frankly, all of us, as I said, are racers, and we've all either paid to go to a race or paid to drive a race car. And we know, as you said in the last segment, it's an expensive sport. And one of the things that we've had in place for so many years is that grassroots program. It's been the foundation of what we do. And then things like Star Mazda, we've had a 20-year relationship, 20-plus years now, with Gary Rodriguez and his program. And for several reasons, some things fell into place for us, and kind of a little bit of a pyramid formed. And starting in 2007, we announced the Mazda Speed Driver Development Ladder, which takes kids as young as karting and gives them a chance to climb up the levels of motorsport, both on the open wheel side and the closed wheel side, with success and with a scholarship from Mazda, if you're a champion, to go to the next level, which takes a big factor out. If you win races, sometimes it doesn't always make you eligible for the next level, but in the case of our ladder, it has. And so, you know, drivers go to the Skip Barber Karting Shootout. If they're successful there, they go to the Skip Barber National Program on the open wheel side, then the USF 2000 Championship, then Star Mazda, and now to Indy Lights, based on a relationship that we put together with the IndyCar Series, which is called the Mazda Road to Indy. So there's a very defined path for young drivers. If they want to start out in karting, they have a way to go all the way to the top and hopefully compete at the Indianapolis 500 someday. And that's really our goal. We want to own that path, and we want those drivers to stand in victory lane someday and hopefully realize that Mazda helped them get there.
Well, that's remarkable. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the success stories so far, because I know there have been a number of young folks that have really come a long way in a very short span of time, and some of these young people are just that, quite young.
Yes. You know, one special one, frankly, is Rafael Matos. Rafael started out in karting and basically was the first driver to land all of those prizes along the way, and has competed in the IndyCar Series and the Indianapolis 500. And drivers like Simona DiSilvestro have come through our program. Graham Rahal, who's been a front runner all year in IndyCar. You know, these guys and their families, frankly, chose these steps that Mazda has in place to grow their career. Marco Andretti was in Star Mazda. If you turned on the NASCAR race today, Michael McDowell, who has been running NASCAR, has been through our program. Tons of sports car drivers, and most recently, young drivers out of San Clemente, Connor DeFilippi, has came from Skip Barber, came into Star Mazda, won some races this year. Young man Spencer Pigott out of Orlando, Florida, he's over in England right now on the Team USA scholarship, but he came through karting, Skip Barber, ran the F2000 series this year, didn't win the championship, but was in a place then to get other opportunities. And that's really what we're trying to do for these young drivers. And hopefully, in the name of Mazda, they realize that our brand has stepped up and given them a chance to drive in a Mazda-powered car, but maybe go to that next level. And so that's really what we're doing this for.
Have you found that all this emphasis, of course, you know, as we both have pointed out, I mean, racing is part of the DNA of Mazda, always has been. The Zoom Zoom is in every vehicle, whether it's a Mazda 3 or whether it's a Mazda 6 or whether it's an RX-8. But have you found sales success from all of your investment in the motorsports activities, the ladder system. Have you found that a lot of Mazda racers end up buying Mazda vehicles as their daily drivers or recommend them to their friends and family?
Without question. Actually, I spoke to all of our competitors at the SECA runoffs, and I reminded them of their eligibility for S-Plan pricing on a new Mazda. So we thanked them for their loyalty in racing them, but we also told them we need their help in the marketplace. But without question, they're our biggest brand advocates. So they are the car people on their street or at their church or in the golf club or at the office. So, you know, when people are looking for a new car, they certainly want to lean on the car people. And so they're our brand advocates. We sell thousands of cars a year through the racing program, both directly to racers but also to their friends and family. The other thing, Bob, is the quality and durability and reliability message. You know, it's great that we won the championship in Grand Am Continental, and it's great that we won the championship in ALMS, but I think it's more important to say why we won, because the cars are reliable. They didn't break. They faced up to the competition. They were durable over long endurance races. And in the end, that tells the story, and people in the marketplace are looking for quality, and that's what Mazda is working hard on at the racetrack to prove out that quality and put cars in victory lane, but also show people that we'll last the distance. We'll be there at the checkered flag, and so that's really the neat thing about all the things that we do is we do race cars that are relevant to our cars on the showroom floor, and that really in the end is the whole reason for doing what we're doing is to put more people in Mazdas in on the street.
800-259-8255, 800-259-8255, if anybody has a question. We would love to hear from you here on Auto World. John, let's talk a little bit about what's in store for 2012. When does the season kick off for next year?
It's hard to believe. This is my first weekend not traveling at a racetrack in 6 weeks and literally in 10 days. Some of our Grand Am Rolex GT teams will be testing at Barber Motorsport Park. So testing begins right away, and I guess with the last checkered flag is when the season started for 2012. But you mentioned the RX-8. The car has gone away in the marketplace, but it will continue to be our staple foundation in the Rolex GT series and Grand Am. The Continental series, we're going to go back and try to defend our title there. All those teams will be testing over the next several weeks, and then really things kick off at the Rolex 24 at Daytona. The 50th anniversary of that event, so it's going to be really exciting to try to go back there and get another Rolex 24 win.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time here today, and we look forward to talking with you more in the not-too-distant future.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and best wishes to everybody out there listening.
Thank you so much. Straight ahead, we're going to talk some auction stuff. This is Auto World.
So, honey, all ready to go new car shopping?
Dad?
I have a list of 15 car dealers we're going to hit.
Dad, we don't have to go all over town. I went to TrueCar.com.
TrueCar.com?
I just put in the new car I wanted to buy, and TrueCar.com showed me what other people paid for the same car. And then they found me an even better price.
But once we're at the dealer, I take over, and I am a master at squeezing out a great price.
Yeah, TrueCar.com got me the great price. See, I printed out this TrueCar.com price protection certificate, I give it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, and I get my car. I'll save $3,800.
Wow. Well, I'm very proud you found out about TrueCar.com. It's just that, well, you really don't need me anymore.
I think there was a spider in my room.
I'm going to go kill it right now.
Thank you, Daddy.
Boy, that is one big spider.
TrueCar.com shows you what others paid for the exact same car. Then they find you a better price. And the best part is you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. Take it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer and pick up your new car. That's TrueCar.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. Always a pleasure to spend time with you wherever you're listening in this great land of ours all across North America. We are so pleased to be with you. Our telephone number toll free, so anytime you can reach out to us at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Trivia question time. There was a Volkswagen, a sporty Volkswagen, sold during the 1970s. It was named after a desert wind. A desert wind named Volkswagen, sold during the 1970s. They've actually got a new version of this vehicle that they currently are selling in Germany, but have not brought it here to the U.S. Most likely will never come to the U.S., but what was the name of the original version? 800-259-9231. Also, at any time, you can drop me an email if you have a guest suggestion, somebody you'd like to hear on the program, or any feedback at all. If you want a prize and haven't received it, we'd love to hear from you. It's BobLongRadio@yahoo.com. Right now, to do a little recap of the happenings this past few days in Dallas, Texas, is our good friend, the car marketing manager for Mecum Auction Company. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Sam Murtaugh. Sam, how you doing?
Good, Bob. I'm doing well. I'm tired. I'm happy to be home, but it was an incredible weekend in Dallas this weekend.
Absolutely incredible weekend, because this was the first time that Mecum has made the decision to do an auction in a new locale, this being Dallas, Texas. I would imagine any time you're going into some new territory, there's bound to be a little bit of anxiety. How did you feel going into the event, and now that it's over, how do you feel coming out?
Well, yeah, you're right about the anxiety factor. You know, there's always a little bit of nerves that build up, leading up to a brand new event, especially in my position, in the marketing and advertising side of it. I'm always thankful when the crowd fills up and everyone shows up at the door, which is exactly what happened. We had an amazing weekend in Dallas at the Dallas Convention Center. We offered over 725 cars across the auction block. We sold an amazing 75% of those cars.
Wow.
and hit total gross sales. Unofficially, they're still tallying up, but unofficially, they're right about $20 million for the 3 days.
Not too shabby indeed, Sam. 3 days, that's quite a good number. And what was the total number of cars that were offered for sale? How many actually went over the block when all was said and done?
There was a little over 725 total.
Jeez.
We had over 200 per day. We had a short motorcycle segment on Thursday and then led right into the cars Thursday late afternoon. We kicked it off with 8-crate GM all black cars, a set of Tri-5 Chevys, which would be the 55, 56, and 57 Bel Airs. They all sold very well, followed by two beautiful black 58 and 59 Impala convertibles, a set of 69 Camaros, and then ended it with a 65 GTO convertible. Those were all sold at no reserve. So really the excitement out of the gates was just amazing, and it just kept going and did not stop for the rest of the weekend. So it was something to see.
Logistically, I can't imagine, because you guys, put on these events so often. I mean, sometimes they're close together. Sometimes you got a month or so. But nevertheless, when you're dealing with six or upcoming in Kansas City in December, 750 vehicles, I mean, logistically, how do you guys deal with this?
Well, it seems like such a huge undertaking, and it is. But the crew and the staff and all the different teams that work like a fine orchestra to bring it together, really, everybody has their job. They know what they're doing, and everyone just does it, and it just happens like magic. We've got all the consigners bring their cars in. They've got 2 days to get them in the building. We've got staff that parks them, checks the cars in, checks the VINs to make sure they're good, gets them in position, stages them. So it's just the cars get passed from crew to crew to crew until it's time to go over the auction block. And same thing going out. The new owners, they go, they pay for their cars. The sellers take home their checks, and the new owners load the cars back up and take them out. In the 3 days we sell the cars, we took over the Dallas Convention Center on Monday morning, and by tomorrow late afternoon we'll be gone, packed up and gone. So it's pretty amazing to watch it go up and down.
Let's talk about some of the special cars. They're always what you guys like to refer to as star cars, and one of the ones that we all were monitoring was lot S106. This was a 1969 Chevrolet Corvette, a very desirable L88 coupe, which had the 7-liter engine, the 427, packing 430 horsepower, and it was a 4-speed manual car. It was painted very desirable colors, black on black. How much did that go for? Do you know off the top of your head?
Well, Bob, that car took top sales honors at this event this weekend, and it sold, hammered sold for $565,000.
It was a
great auction to watch that car get sold. We had a a heated battle going on between two bidders, and the bidding kind of stalled out at $505,000, and you know, sitting there, and Dana, the deal maker, got to work and really talked with that seller, said, you know, and tried to, you know, let them know that they're, you know, those bidders weren't done, but we needed to let them know that it was for sale, and sure enough, the seller decided to lift the reserve at 505, and it just kept going back and forth all the way up to 565 before it finally got hammered sold. So
that's
an amazing
great thing
to watch.
And you know, not to divulge the confidentiality of the buyer of the vehicle, but the person who bought it, is he a noted Corvette aficionado, or do you know anything about the person who took delivery of this vehicle?
You know, I don't know I actually honestly do not know who purchased the car. I've been so busy with all the other things at the auction. I know that, you know, a car like that, I'm sure, you know, whoever paid the $565,000 knew what they were buying and knew what type of, you know, Corvette that was, and what a truly, you know, how special it was, and how, you know, how precious of a vehicle for a collection that car is. And so I'm sure, you know, whoever it is knows what they got and knew what they wanted. That's for certain.
No question about that. Let's sprinkle in a call. We got a trivia question out there for the taking. It's Dean joining us on News Talk 1540. Our good friends at KXEL, Dennis Lowe, the general manager, sent me a note this week that he went to a Steely Dan concert. I'm a big Steely Dan fan, and he said that they haven't missed a beat. They are still as good as ever, and I would concur with you, Dennis, 100%. As a matter of fact, I think they're sounding better than ever. But let's welcome Dean to the show. Dean, thank you for calling in. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for listening to the show and for calling in. Have you ever been to one of these auctions like Mecum, which is on the TV, or any of the other auctions? Have you ever had an opportunity?
Oh, no. No, I'm small time.
Small time. Well, sometime you should go just for the excitement, just to check it out, because it really is a cool event, at least once in your life. Sam, would you recommend Dean at least once in his life? You guys probably have some auctions somewhere near Iowa from time to time. Do you have some? Well, let you answer that on the other side. We're up against a break. Dean, stay with us. Sam, stay with us. And we'll solve the trivia riddle, and we'll tell you more about the auction results from the big Dallas event from Mecum Auctions. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Attention homeowners. Are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. We are back. We are live, and we thank you so much for joining us here. You can check us out online at gcnlive.com. And during the week, you can log on to automotiveradionetwork.com and also hear the rebroadcast of this show. Eventually, we'll be live on there as well. Dean is with us in Iowa, listening on KXEL. Called in to answer the trivia question, and also we've got Sam Murtaugh, the car marketing manager for Mecum Auctions, doing a recap of the sales. And Dean, let's have you solve the trivia riddle, and the trivia riddle is about a Volkswagen. It was a Volkswagen sold here in the 70s, named after a desert wind. It's presently being sold as a new vehicle in Germany. However, the Volkswagen brass, the big shots, are saying that they're not going to bring it over here to the U.S. market, the North American market. But what was the name of that original desert wind Volkswagen?
Scirocco.
Yeah, you got it. Congratulations.
I had one.
You had one. They were very popular.
79.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. You wrecked it.
Would you like to see Volkswagen bring back a new version of the Scirocco? Would you be interested in another Scirocco in your life, or have you got a family and other needs at this stage of the game?
I kind of mess with cars all the time,
Okay, cool.
Yeah, nice car.
Yep. What's your favorite new car, if you could afford anything? If you won the lottery and you were allowed to purchase a new vehicle, what would you purchase?
I've heard you talk about some of the Hyundais.
Mm-hmm.
Where they come to your house.
Oh, yeah. You want one of those, the Equus, huh?
I don't know, but my wife, we bought a new Hyundai in 2000. And I've taken care of it. Changed both axle half shafts. And changed its spark plugs about four times.
And other than that, it's been good, huh? Good. Yeah, the Hyundai Equus is the most expensive one. They'll come to your house and deliver it to your house. So, yeah, that could be definitely a winner for you. How about classic cars? If you could go to a Mecum auction and buy and bid on a classic car, what would you decide to bid on? Did we lose him?
No,
You're pondering. Okay.
Because I know that the older vehicle, it's all rattly unless it's completely restored, which I've never owned a completely restored one.
Well, Sam from Mecum Auctions, he's the guru here, the car marketing manager. Tell our friend in Iowa, you know what an average vehicle going over a Mecum sale. I mean, it's not a rattly car. This is most of them are in pristine condition.
Well, you know, Dean, the best thing I can tell you to do is, I don't know if you're familiar with Mecum Auctions or not, but we come to Des Moines every year. I don't know how far away you are from Des Moines, but every July we make it to Des Moines and have an auction there. And, for $15, you can come on and enjoy the car show up end of it and just walk around and see what we do have and kind of figure out what you might be into, what might interest you. And that's the good thing about our show is we have something for everyone. So you can, we've got the real, the low-end collectible car to the multi-million dollar stuff. But there's, a good wide range and it can be fun at the same time. Bring the whole family out and make a day of it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And in the meantime, Matt at our network headquarters, GCN, is going to get all of your information. And our good friend at the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy, is going to get you a nice prize. Dean, thank you for being a great caller. Let's talk about some of the other cool vehicles that you sold down in Dallas, in the Big D, as they call it. What were some of your other favorites? I there were so many cars, it's hard to keep track, but, just your own personal list. There must have been those few vehicles, Sam, that you had your eye on that went for some decent money, or maybe didn't go for decent money. Maybe somebody got a bargain. What were some of your other favorites besides that L88 Corvette?
Oh, well, I was happy to see, we had a 71 GTO Judge convertible that was painted, it was like, I forget the factory name of the color, but it was a lime green GTO Judge convertible from 71. They only produced 17 of those cars ever.
Wow.
So those are always fun to see, and we sold that for $213,000 in change. So that was fun to watch. A great wide variety of Corvettes, all the way, all the different generations of Corvettes across the block. So that was always fun as always. Actually, it didn't sell, but I've never seen one in person. We had a 2012 Lexus LFA that crossed the auction block. That was neat to just see it in person. That was
a
cool car.
Did that sell?
No, it did not sell. It bid to $350,000 or something, and it did not sell. I didn't even know that they were coming out. I'd heard they were only out, you could only lease them. I guess this one had come off lease. It must have been one of the very first ones ever leased. So it was neat to see.
Yeah, it's interesting because a guy earlier in the program that called into the show, when I asked him what new car he would buy if he won the lottery, he said an LFA.
So. It's a cool looking car. If I won the lottery, I'd buy one too.
And I told
you, I'm a muffle car guy, but man, that thing really tripped my trigger. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's a striking vehicle, and you peer into that interior is extremely well done, and the exhaust on that car was tuned. The engine is tuned by Yamaha, but the exhaust was tuned by the musical department of Yamaha, so it's got a very unusual exhaust note for its 10 cylinders.
Yeah, it was neat. It is a cool car.
Definitely.
Yep.
So what's next? What other vehicles? And then we'll tell everybody what's next. So those Mustangs didn't sell. I know that we talked about, but I'm sure they'll come around again. The Boss 429s Mustangs.
Yeah, no, we had two of them there. We had a 70 and a 69, one of each year that they were made. The white 69 and a Grabber Orange 70 Boss 429 Mustang. you know, the bidding got up there on both of them into the mid 200s on each car. Each of the sellers did not lift the reserve. They chose to take their cars back home. And you know, the last one we sold was $290,000 in St. Charles. And so, you know, those sellers felt that there was still, you know, that, you know, they felt that they needed to hold on to them a little bit longer. And I that's the beauty of a reserve auction. You have that protection and have that ability to not accept that price should you feel that, you know, the car might be worth more or is continuing to increase in value. So
absolutely, no question about it. I noticed that the vehicle that I wouldn't mind having as a collectible, a 2005 Ford GT supercar, that one sold. Any idea, you remember off the top of your head what that one sold for?
I think that one sold for about $140,000. That one did really well.
Somebody got a deal on that one.
Yeah, it was a pretty car. Those cars are just, you know, they're rolling art is what those cars are. They truly are.
They really are. Very well said. So what's next on the agenda? You get a little bit of a break.
Well, we get a little bit of a break. What seems like a break when you look at a calendar, but we'll be here before we know it. We've got Kansas City in December, December 1st through the 3rd, kickoff December with a Mecum auction at the Kansas City Convention Center in Bartle Hall. We'll offer over 750 cars at that event, all indoors, all under one roof. That's a great, great auction. It's always been a fun auction and always done well. That one is continually growing year after year as well, so that's looking forward to that event.
That sounds great. And then after the first of the year, you're Florida bound?
Florida bound. Kissimmee, 2012. It sounds good to say that. That's right around the corner, too, isn't it? January 24th through the 29th, we'll have darn near 2,000 cars at the Osceola Heritage Park in Kissimmee, Florida. Great venue, great time of year to have an auction in Florida. Escape the winter. You know, bring the whole family down, send the family over to Disney World, you know, just make a big, you know, make a vacation out of it and enjoy the cars and, you know, just 6 days of action-packed fun.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a really, really cool event. It must be fun from traveling from one locale to the other, but exhausting, too. I'm glad you get a little chance to catch up there at home. Sam, you're always a pleasure to share the microphone with, and no question, we'll have you back with us real soon here on Auto World.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Bob.
And thanks to Matt Johnson for all of his stellar board work at Master Control Central. My name is Bob Long. Thank you for listening to Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.